The world is going through a digital transformation. Every time we use online services and connected devices, we create and exchange billions of pieces of data. By linking it with our digital identity, we can prove that it's ours, access it, and decide to share it or keep it private.
World's most advanced face recognition technology for user ID, password, and face recognition. Your face will be your digital identity. The airport, identify yourself with a facial scan at the security checkpoint. Quickly clear immigration as face recognition checks your identity against a government database. Scan your face to access your account and make withdrawals. And make payment with a quick facial scan. Scan your face to access and pay for different venues.
Sophie shares her MDL with the officer. She doesn't need to touch it or handle it in any way to verify her information. Zeke heads off to the airport with two tickets, one for speeding and one for not wearing his corrective lenses. At security, Sophie uses her MDL as her ID. Sophie sails through. Zeke, however, is not so lucky. Hurry, Zeke. Don't worry. Sophie can save the day. With MDL, only she can access her license. Way more information that is needed for this transaction, whether he wants one or not. It's the future of identification. And believe me, you don't want to be the one without one.
The United Nations is ready to digitally transform how it deals with identity. Introducing the UN Digital ID. All of your personal, HR, medical, travel, security, payroll, and pension data in the palm of your hand. Digital wallet. Stored securely in her smartphone and only accessible to her with biometrics. She has immediate access to course certificates, travel clearances from UNDSS, medical records from allergies to vaccinations. UN Digital IDs, a building block for digital cooperation, unlocking the promise of the SDGs.
He connects to the government's digital ID application and enters his phone number. He then takes a selfie for a liveness check to prove he is who he claims to be. His identity is verified. Joey can now easily perform tasks using his digital ID in both physical and digital worlds.
Looks like you need a good wine pairing. Take a look to your right. Your age has already been pre-verified through your profile, so no need to wait for an ID check. Just place the item in your cart whenever you're ready. A notification from your connected smart fridge. It looks like you already have a full gallon of milk at home. Should we put this one back? Hey, good news, your oil change is done. Your vehicle will be ready at the Tire and Lube Express. I've added the service charge to your car. Now for the fun stuff. To electronics! You definitely saved the best for last. This TV has great reviews on Walmart.com. Add it to your cart, and I'll have it brought to the front for you. Need any accessories? Here are some options on Jet.com. Looks like that's everything on your list. Are you ready to check out with Walmart Pay? I'll have the TV brought out to your car. Thanks for shopping at Walmart and have a great day.
All righty, we are at McDonald's in the big fashion mall. And here's what happens. When you want to place your order on this screen over here, the way it works is like this. You click English, and now it says In order to proceed with the order, you must confirm that you have a valid green certificate. It's of your own. So let's say you don't have one. You click don't have. Look at that. It blanks out the screen. So basically, if you don't have a green pass, they will not give you food at McDonald's in Beit Shemesh. That's where we're at. Welcome to Israel 2022.
Part of our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
COVID-19 is an unprecedented health crisis. Current field testing solutions for the coronavirus don't connect seamlessly to a reliable and tamper-proof digital health pass, nor can they guarantee personal data protection. We need a more trustworthy, high-flow solution to validate people's health, given the interconnectedness of global travel and today's global economy. We could accelerate our return to normal life if we had a screen test that could be used anywhere, by anybody, securely and safely, seamlessly connected to a digital pass. Our mission is to build a new generation of digital biosensors to remotely diagnose and monitor patients. To do this, we exploit graphene's uniquely high electrical conductivity to detect biomolecules at a low level without needing the biomolecular signal to be amplified. We are introducing Graphene's new product, Test and Pass, a digital biosensor for the antigenic detection of SARS-CoV-2, coupled to a standalone digital health pass on a free smartphone app.
And here is mine. So everyone who is fully vaccinated or tested negative or has recovered from COVID can get one. And we have right now 15 member states that have already signed up. And from the 1st of July, all 27 member states have to apply these EU digital certificates for the COVID. I am planning now to start my tour through 27 member states for the Next Generation EU, our Recover and Resilient plan. And I'm very curious to test and to see how this certificate will work. Thank you.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around the synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So, caterpillars do it.
Describing a way to manipulate a lab animal's brain circuitry accurately enough to turn behaviors both on and off, to perfect a technique that will control the behavior by activating and deactivating neurons. Designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. DREDS allow scientists to manipulate neurons without implanting anything in the brain. Current optogenetic experiments rely on extracting opsins, light-sensitive proteins, from plants which can be introduced to mammals by methods including injection and infection via adenovirus.
You now say that you want to talk about, in this year's conference in January, mastering the fourth industrial revolution.
When we look at the world today, we see governments and even business very much engaged in mastering the crisis of today. very much absorbed by crisis management.
Right.
But if you look into the future, there's so much going on in technology.
Yeah.
It's a real revolution, and our life, the pattern of governing societies will be so much affected with what's going on in research, in innovation. And we are not sufficiently prepared for it. Just look at the discussion on big data.
Yeah.
It shows how difficult it is to find the necessary rules, to find the necessary norms.
And look at things like artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
And robots. Look at things like gene editing.
Exactly.
You know, opening a whole new horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed.
Yeah,
and of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you are changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications, and we have to be prepared for it, and that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
It ought to be said that you and I, just to take note, people always say, where were you?
And that's right.
You and I were having breakfast
yeah.
in New York on September 11th.